This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, September 3. The Lord is our shepherd. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths. For his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. John 10, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Psalm 23 may be the most well-known of the 150 Psalms. It's a comforting, calming psalm. No wonder it's a favorite. Psalm 23 is credited to King David, who tended his father's sheep when he was young. David was a shepherd who became Israel's king. This was fitting, for in the biblical world, leaders were thought of as shepherds. They had a responsibility to protect and provide for their people. To say, "The Lord is my shepherd," is to say that God is the ultimate source of safety and well-being. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. In other words, he's the true king over God's people. But he's a different sort of king. Traditionally, a king would take up a sword and raise an army to defeat the enemies of his people. That's what David did. That's also what some people expected Jesus to do. But Jesus didn't defeat great enemies by slaughtering them with weapons of war. He defeated them by being slaughtered himself. He let sin and death and all the powers of evil do their worst. And they did. But they had no power over Jesus, and death could not hold him. Jesus rose from the dead. He is our good shepherd. He is our ultimate source of safety and well-being, now and forever. Pray with me. Jesus, Good Shepherd, we trust you to protect us and provide for us. Thank you for green pastures and quiet waters, and for your presence with us in the darkest valleys. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.